KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman, in for Drex tonight, right here on KGO. Drex is out ill, and we wish him a speedy recovery. We are going to take this up to the half hour. Many of you want to comment about the question that I have posed, and that is a $1 million salary for a UCSF exec has been criticized because janitors, 24 of them were laid off, then brought 22 were brought back. It's a whole big deal here. But their wage is $10.74 an hour. Now, I have no doubt that the CEO of the UCSF Medical Center is a brilliant, dynamic, powerful, competent, exceptional executive. And I realize that it costs a lot of money to get good people. But is it right? Is it just? Is it fair to pay a $1 million salary when your employees, who are janitors, are making $10.74 an hour? Let's go to Dave calling from Hayward. Dave, welcome to KGO.
Hi. I think using fair, just, and sensitive, those aren't the right, I don't think that's the right perspective. I think you need to talk about it in the terms that these people understand.
What are those terms? So, you tell me.
Well, the idea is we can get janitors to work for $11 an hour, so why should we pay you $18? And my thought is I'm willing to bet that there is some hyper-credentialed socialite that is government hack, whatever it is, academic, who is willing to do that regent's job for $500,000 a year.
You know, listen, I would volunteer, but the question is, is it someone who's capable?
More than Janet Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
She makes $580,000.
And let's remind everybody, she is running the UC system these days.
Right, and I don't know what time she gets to work, but I'm willing to bet it's about the same time he does. I don't understand how this guy's raking in the cash, and don't even get me started on coaches.
Well, you know, when you talk about sports, let me try to put this in perspective.
Yeah, they pay for themselves.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I happen to think that the salaries that are paid to sports figures, multi-million dollar salaries, are obscene. I've always believed that. Say it again?
I'm talking about university coaches. The coach at the University of Maryland makes something like $760,000 a year. And the University of Pennsylvania, I think he's over $1 million.
Yeah, and those are funded, we should point out, generally by the sports program, which generates huge income. And the argument could be made in kind, and I'm asking you what you think about this, when the University of California's medical center is one of the preeminent medical centers in the world, what they do at Mission Bay is absolutely astounding. And let me be very clear, I have no argument with the quality and the brilliance of the physicians at UCSF. Their argument would be that by paying this salary, they are getting the best in the country. And remember, part of that job of the president is to bring money in to UCSF, which has certainly happened. I mean, take a look at the development that has taken place. It's really quite phenomenal. But does that justify or excuse the other?
I don't understand how that works either. Like, I don't really understand. Like, I'm not terribly familiar with UCSF, but there's a hospital that I'm familiar with. And it is a privately owned hospital that gets public funds. It's owned by the Catholic Church. It gets public funds, and these people give huge donations to it. Well, a few years ago, they tried to sell this hospital to a chain, and the donors said, "We want our money back."
Let me tell you, I remember that, and I remember talking about it here on the air because it was so controversial. And that's part of it, because people give money for things they really believe in. I think of Mark Benioff, who has done incredible things in terms of donating money. I think of the Diller family, again, very philanthropic, have made massive contributions to UCSF. And in both cases, these two families, and there are many more that we could name, have made a huge difference in the health care for, I don't know, tens of thousands of people here in Northern California. And I don't begrudge them that. I'm only asking, can't you pay a janitor a living wage? Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm with you. See, the thing is, I think if there's a shock factor to it, I think that when people say, see, oh, this janitor costs $36,000 a year in salary and, you know, $55,000 after everything else is factored in, and people are saying, oh, my God, $55,000 a year for a janitor, that's outrageous. But trust me, you don't want to stay in a hospital where the janitor makes minimum wage and doesn't give a damn.
And may I say that applies to nurses as well. You want to make sure the people who are taking care of you or taking care of the facility are compensated appropriately. I think that makes sense. Listen, I appreciate the call. Very, very good call, Dave. Very thoughtful. How do you all feel about that? I mean, do you agree with me? Look, I've had nurses on the program. We've heard nurses going on strike because their wage was so disproportionately low. One of the things we have to think about in terms of healthcare is making sure that all of those who make the system work are compensated appropriately. So $1 million salary for a UCSF executive and janitors making barely a living wage, if that at all. Well, okay, I know many more of you want to talk about this, but I do want to move on to another topic. And so I'm going to set this up for the next hour. You know what I'll do? Let me take Nick. Nick has been waiting. Nick, welcome to KGO.
Hey, how are you? This is kind of something I do for a living as a drug development scientist.
Okay.
So, in a mutually exclusive way, this gentleman is worth every dime. So if you look at the amount of NIH funding, it's down about 2% a year over the last 20 years. That money goes in to fund what the NIH didn't before. So if you go from north to south, the Washington State pulls in more grant money than anybody. Then I think it's Wisconsin, Harvard, and Washington. So this guy, they hire these guys. They're brilliant, like you said, and it's paid for by private donations. They need him or her in that position to bring in the money that pays for Gladstone to do stem cell research on primates and then on my aunt flora.
I agree. And I think I made that point earlier, but let me ask you, only because I'm up against the clock now, what about the janitors? Should a wage be improved?
I think so. My sister talks about this. She's a doctor in Berkeley. She complains about this. There have been significant increases in wages for teachers in areas where there's just not a lot of value, I would say. I hate to say that. And I'm going to say this, people don't get mad at me. You know, humanity teachers with a minimum amount of students in it are getting a huge amount of raises. And I think there's something in our state budget that allows them to get a raise, but allows a hospital entity to take that janitorial crew and get a contract for cheaper. I think they're almost forced to do it. I'm going to investigate it for you, and I'm going to put together the data, and I'll send it in to Ms. Pat. But I'm pretty sure that's how it is. I was just up at UC Davis. They're going through the same thing up there, all of them.
Yep. You listen, you know, I've got a break, but I want you to if you get the information, you send it down here to the station. I'd love to see it.
Yes,
and
sir.
I thank you, Nick.
Yes,
thanks, Nick. 8080810, the number. A fascinating conversation. Certainly not one that we should lead lightly. When we come back, global warming is seen as a peril to the Olympics. We're going to talk about global warming. We talked about it earlier in the context of the presidential election. We'll come back to it. But right now, it's 9:30, and of course, you and I both know that Neil West is standing by behind that microphone, just waiting to tell us how the roads are. Neil, take it away.